This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Put up Junkies Poll of the Day presented by Van Meter Homes. I actually put it up there yesterday. Over 2,000 votes. Who will you miss the most? Russell Westbrook, Trey Turner, Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer, not even close. It shouldn't be close. I saw the results that you had. I think it was like 58%. But it shouldn't even
Max.
Be close.
Well, some people have Trey. Only 4% have Westbrook.
I mean, Westbrook was here for a minute.
I personally put Westbrook just because
there was
NBA,
no real connection with Westbrook.
I'm an NBA mark, and I loved watching him.
He's fun to watch, but there's no connection.
Westbrook was kind of like a hot chick you date, but you never marry.
It comes down to Max and Trey. I don't know. I'm just a big Trey guy. And Trey's younger, and he would be here for longer. You kind of knew Max. I mean, he's 37.
Plays every day.
He's just a
Max
grinder.
Max had a bigger impact.
Of course.
Bigger impact. Trey, you might miss the production more come the future. You know, like future-wise, Trey's future is brighter than all three of those.
Yeah. True, but they won one World Series. You know, Scherzer made a point of it. Look, I signed as a free agent.
To win a World Series.
So did Trey Turner. Trey Turner is as much a part of it as Max Scherzer. Now, Max, you look at two no-hitters. You look at the 20-strikeout game. You look at a couple of Cy Youngs. Mm-hmm. There's more kind of history there with Max and Trey. But Trey, like you say, for the future, I mean, he's just a star. He's just a flat-out star.
He's a star, and his star is brighter for the future. But Max laid it all on a line. He was the kind of guy that you could relate to. I'll be honest with you. Trey's a little, certainly with us, so we have very little interaction with him. But whenever you see, he's a little standoffish, a little quieter, a little more private
guy.
Yeah,
he's private. Yeah.
And I'm including several interactions with him, not just one.
Like that means a bad guy.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I'm saying he's just a little more private. Max put it all out there. You saw the personality. You saw the compete level. You just, you know, just did incredible things while he was here.
Remember, Trey got bitter when asked where he lived.
Where he lived, yeah.
But I wasn't asking like his what
address.
House you live in.
No,
I was just asking.
He's just a different
guy. Do you live
guy.
In like a condo in D.C.? Do you live in McLean? No. Where do you live?
Yeah.
Trey was a little hard to relate to.
But he was
honest.
Very young at that time too.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago. That was 2-3 years ago.
But he was that way at the parade. He was very kind of to himself.
Yeah, that's fine. Look, ultimately in sports, personalities don't matter that much.
No.
It's production.
No, but why fans find themselves attached to
but
you.
But Bickle is saying he's got more of a connection. He feels more of a connection.
I feel more
Max.
Of a connection with Max Scherzer. Not even close.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of people want to weigh in. Massive day in D.C. sports history. Westbrook traded from the Washington Wizards to the Lakers. He'll join Anthony Davis and LeBron James there for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Kyle Kuzma, and Montrezl Harrell. And then on the national side, they traded away a bunch of guys, including a couple relief pitchers and Brad Hand and Daniel Hudson, their best two relievers. But the big deal is they've traded away Max Scherzer and Trey Turner to the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, let's go to TJ in Silver Spring. When Gammons came out with that report and said that they are listening to offers and getting the sense that he was available, people mocked it. He was all over
it. I'll tell you, he was all over it. He has been for years. Real quick, another thing that was interesting is you heard reports that Trey Turner did not want to go to the West Coast, and he didn't want to play a different position. Okay? And he might do both.
Right.
He also said
I didn't hear that.
He also said, well, he didn't say it publicly. That was just the report. So someone got it from somebody.
Who's the better defender, him or Seager?
I think probably Turner's because of his speed. Turner's gotten much better at shortstop over the last few years, in my opinion. I don't know what the metrics say in the analytics,
right?
But I would rather have Turner than Seager. I mean, just speed alone. But he said he didn't want to sign a long-term deal necessarily with a West Coast team.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dodgers still gave away their top two prospects for him, so we'll see how that all works out.
Yeah, what's interesting, and I know it's because he's like a 10-5 guy and all that, had the no trade, but it was all like, yeah, Scherzer okayed it. Scherzer okayed it. You never saw Trey okayed it, trade it last night, right?
Well, he had no choice. He had no choice, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I wonder if Riz even said to him, listen, Trey, we love you, man. Are you okay with this? Just like on a personal level.
Right. That's right.
Maybe okay. They did.
I wonder. Probably didn't. I wonder if Trey Turner was shocked. Was he sitting there in COVID-19
maybe not
quarantine,
not,
shocked?
Maybe not if he's had extension offers he's turned down.
My understanding is that is true. Let's go to TJ in Silver Spring. TJ!
Max Scherzer is a legend. I appreciate everything he's done. The moments are going to go down in Nats history. He's the only Nats Hall of Famer. But in truth, there's more yesterday's than there are tomorrow's in the story of Max Scherzer. I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
The Trey Turner story is baffling. It's heartbreaking, really. When you watch a sport like baseball where it's hard to tell who's competing every day, there's so much standing around and even your favorite player only hits three or four times a game, you never question whether Trey Turner was competing.
Right.
And it just breaks your heart.
No, he's a great player.
Guy who plays that hard every day. Go. I was at a game in June and had the privilege of having some pretty good seats. And I was sitting next to a scout, and in between innings, I asked the guy, I said, who's the best player on this team? Is it Scherzer? Is it Soto? Is it Turner? And he answered without hesitation. He said,
Trey Turner.
Think about this, though. He didn't even bat a lash to say so.
Yeah. Sorry, I can see why he would say that. TJ, think about this. Think about how connected you feel to Trey and how inspired you are by Trey, just impressed and blown away by him. Rizzo came on our show and said, Trey's the best trade probably he's ever made. So think about how invested he was. So for Mike to go out there and make this move, trade a guy in the absolute prime of his career, the guy who's probably, he said himself, the best player he's ever traded for, the best trade that's ever worked out for him, and to trade him tells you he didn't think he was going to be able to keep him.
Yeah, but there's a scenario where they're vindicated, and that's assuming they throw the big bag at Soto. But even that's a great what if. The learners are cheapskates. They only seem to care about paying for pitching. So there's a scenario where you're going to soon be left with nobody. And it's just sad.
If that happens, they're going to lose a lot of people. They're going to lose a lot of fans.
Soto could leave. You're going to have no Harper, no Rendon, no Scherzer. Strasburg's probably done, as we know him. And then Turner. There's a scenario like in 2 or 3 years where you have nobody.
You got to hope that Mike and his scouting department know that some of these guys they're acquiring are going to be really good everyday players. I mean, you got to hope that.
I think the world of Rizzo. But I had a conversation with Rizzo at Rocket Bar after a Cavs game about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you wouldn't trade Steven Strasburg. He said, I'd trade anybody if I thought it made the team better. Yeah. And I think his entire focus is on making the team better. I don't doubt that he's always focused on getting the right guys in and making the team better. But in the interim, when you think about all of the great MVP caliber players they've had who are now gone in such a short period of time, I know you're not supposed to get attached to these guys, but I got attached to a lot of these guys.
And it makes sense. A lot of people
sure
did.
Yeah. Look, I can see why you're pissed.
People asked us to play this last night, so maybe we should play it.
Why?
Because the Nationals have been a perennial playoff contender, and they've gutted the team. They've gutted the team. This, you know what? I just read this tweet, and it hits the nail on the head. Now, it's kind of an emotional tweet.
Sell.
But I can get it. Emmanuel tweets us, I'm born and raised from D.C. My heart hurts because the Nationals traded away Trey Turner and Max Scherzer. A couple years ago, we won the World Series. Now, I don't even know who's on the team besides Juan Soto.
Right, but don't you understand that's how life is? Except for, I guess, maybe for the Yankees, maybe the Dodgers. For everyone else, at some point you got to pay the what's the cliche? The
pay
roosters
the
come home to roost. The chickens come home to roost. Like, you paid. Just work with it. You paid and made all these deals to bring in the right pieces to win that World Series in 2019. And then when things start to turn a little bit and then people start rating you, and I'm sure Mike would disagree with it, but they say you got the worst farm system because you traded away young guys to add pieces. At some point, you're going to pay for that.
Right.
And that's what we're doing right now. You know, it's like you're paying your college debt off now.
What?
So we're going to have to suck it up for a year or two.
What the tweeter and what you, and where you were a month ago was, there's some guys off limit. Now, you changed your tune in this last week.
Because it became obvious.
But your heart was, you can't get rid of Max. You got to keep Max. That's where you were. And a lot of fans are like that right now, and they feel
hurt
and they feel scorned because
they'll get over it.
I understand they'll get over it in sports, but they buy tickets, they go to games.
They're not hurt by the Max. They're hurt by the trade thing.
And they lose their top players.
They're blindsided by trade.
They traded three out of their four All-Stars this year. Think about that. I've joked about this, but I do blame it all on Schwarber's hamstring. Because they're riding high in June.
Strasburg's shoulder didn't help.
Okay, but they're riding high in June. They're knocking on the door in the division. They were two back at one point.
Okay, but they were beating bad teams, too. I mean, eventually all that was going to come back to average.
At some point, the Nats had to replenish. They gave away. They picked guys, brought them in. At some point, you're going to have to say, okay, it's time to replenish. And for 10, 11 years, they haven't done that.
I don't think they're going to be this way. But look, I'm still, even though I don't really follow them now, an Orioles fan. For years, they've been trying to replenish and retool and bring in young guys. And they suck.
For who?
The Orioles.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're a better organization than them.
Well, you've always said this. Prospects are suspects.
Correct.
So these guys who are in low A ball in particular, I understand that the Dodgers deal, those guys are a little more ready for the major leagues. Mm-hmm. But the Hand deal, the Hudson deal, the Schwarber deal.
Well, they were going to lose those guys
anyway.
Those
guys are free agents,
though. Literally, they're just one in a million shots.
Why keep them?
One in a million shots.
Why keep them when you know you're not going to need them in the postseason?
I understand that, but my point is that this team may not be back in the playoffs for a long time.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what they do in the offseason. We don't know what the roster is going to look
true.
Like.
That's true. But for the last decade, we've been used to the Nationals either being. I mean, look, Dusty Baker was maligned. Took the team to the playoffs both years.
Right. They were going to the playoffs every other year and they won a World Series. But this is just part of the business.
If you knew this, if you knew that because you've had negotiations already with Trey and his agent and you knew the way things were trending and you knew how great he is and the kind of money he's going to get on the open market, he's not going to take a discount and he's probably already indicated he doesn't want deferred money, right? So you knew that wasn't going to work.
I already answered this earlier.
No, hold on. And you could get a couple five-star players now. Or next year you can maybe get, I don't know, 1 4-star and then a couple 2-stars. You know, what are you going to do? He got the best haul he could. He just ripped off the Band-Aid and did it now.
I don't know that next year you get that Nubs deal. And
you get less.
It just makes sense.
With Trey Turner, I'm more competitive next year. And then who knows?
Maybe next year
you're positioned to be a buyer versus a seller. I would hold on to that asset.
All right, hold on.
Until next year.
Can we just take... I want to take the call from Dan and Andale. He wants to kill Rizzo. I have a little bit of a problem with it, but I want to hear what he has to say.
Why do we have a guest coming up?
We have Chelsea.
We've got Chelsea.
All right. Well, Chelsea can wait for a minute.
All right. Dan and Annandale, what's up?
Dan.
Well, it just seems to me that Rizzo has adopted the blueprint of the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Miami Marlins, the Baltimore Orioles. Fill in the blank where you strip yourself down and you're going to be bad for years.
Yeah.
But I'd like to just back up.
Well, hold on, Dan, real quick.
All right.
I hear what you're saying. You're frustrated. But for the last 7-8 years, they've been adding at the deadline.
Right.
They've been adding.
First time they've ever done this.
They've been stripping themselves. They've been adding to get better and win divisions, which they did, and they won a World Series. Go ahead.
Well, just to back up to twice where I think my crystal ball's been a lot better than Mike Rizzo's.
Quickly.
I go back. Okay, quickly. JT Realmuto, we could have had him for Robles, and I think that was a horrible mistake not to have made that trade.
All right, next.
Okay.
Okay, and the other one was, to me, the biggest date in Nationals history was when they had to make the decision whether to keep Anthony Rendon or Steven Strasburg. I rated those guys perfectly even, and I understand that ace pitching will usually beat ace hitting. Uh-huh. But we all knew that Steven Strasburg was a straw man, that he looks at the mound and he gets injured. And that's I wasn't alone. All my friends said the same thing. Keep Rendon. Say goodbye to Strasburg.
Thank you, Dan.
But those things are in the past anyway. They had to decide what to do this year with Max Scherzer Trey Turner, and the rest. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show at 800-636-1067. But next, we'll hear from an insider. She covers Major League Baseball and the Nationals for the Washington Post. Chelsea James joins us here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Lot to get into on the show today.
And we'll get back into the calls. We know we asked for calls to chime in on this and your reactions, and we just start talking and, you know, and yelling at each other, but we'll get back to it.
Also, we got Brian McClellan, who's the Caps GM. It was a big week for the Caps, too. Ovi resigns. They traded away Brendan Dillon, brought back Vitek Vanacek. So we'll talk to the Capitals GM at 8:25. Chris Miller on the Wizards at 9:20. They had the NBA draft and traded away Russell Westbrook. But right now we get back into the Nats with Chelsea James, national baseball writer for the Washington Post. She joins us on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Chelsea, you were the beat reporter for a while before you became this national baseball writer. What was it like covering Max for 7 years?
It was incredible, and I apologize in advance. I'm at an airport, so who knows what we'll hear here. But it was a real learning experience, honestly. You know, he's someone who is just the most competitive human I have ever encountered, to the point that he would quiz us on things. He wanted to make sure we had good questions. You know, he'd walk in and say, "What do you got?" And if I didn't have anything for him, you know, he'd kind of give me a tough time about it. So, you know, for me personally, it was a great experience. And
really?
You know, we'll definitely miss him. Yeah.
That's fascinating. So he wanted you on your toes. Like, what kind of question would he ask you?
Yeah, no, he wanted me to have good questions for him. It was how it usually worked. I mean, initially it was, he would kind of, when he was first getting acclimated, he would ask us, "What's my best pitch? You know, what's my second best pitch? What would I use here?" And over the years, I was able to answer that more and more. But, it you know, as the years went on, it became, you know, "What do you got for me? What kind of good question do you have? What don't you know?" And it was,
did he ever tell you it sucked? Did he ever tell you that question sucked?
I don't think he ever did. But I think, you know, he has his way of sort of just dismissing things and we'd try again. But no, it was always, you know, in good fun.
What about covering Trey?
You know, he's one of those people who is the same every single day, and he really kind of keeps to himself in that clubhouse and just kind of does his thing and goes home. And so, you know, I didn't get as good a feel for him, but, you know, certainly someone you knew was going to be good from the start, and someone I believe personally will be good for a very long time, just because he's extremely professional and just unbelievably consistent in his demeanor.
Right. And that's what I was trying to articulate to the guys here, because Max, and for the exact same reason you say, I've never seen anybody as overly competitive, as outwardly competitive, right? All these guys are competitive. You can't get to that level if you're not. But he's like, you could see it, right? His competitiveness right on his face, the determination. I liked watching that guy hit. Like, that guy was a beast, right? And I think we all felt a connection with Scherzer. Trey, on the other hand, and listen, you see him every day. I had maybe a half dozen interactions with Trey. He was more quiet and more to himself. He wouldn't let you in, at least to us, right? And so I didn't have that same connection with him, although his star is brighter in the future, and moving him is a more impactful move, I think, for the franchise. But I connected more, and I think the fan base connected more with Max.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, and I think there's a couple reasons for that. I mean, Turner was also never the guy, right? There mm-hmm. was Harper, there was Rendon, there was Soto right away was good. And, you know, Turner's really only become, you know, really, really good in the last couple of years when things have been a little weird. So, you know, he just kind of was never the guy, and he won't be in Los Angeles either. I think he personally is probably fine with that. I think his agents would love him to, you know, kind of maintain a higher profile and try to milk his talents a little more, but that's just not him. And so, yeah, he's not the kind of guy who's going to foster that connection, but he's, I mean, an outstanding player who I think is painfully underrated in terms of, you know, what he's able to do out there.
So we've been taking calls, Chelsea, on the deal, and most of the fans, they kind of understand the Max thing, but they're really pissed off about Trey. And, you know, especially after losing Harper. Now, you know, Harper didn't help win a World Series. Rendon did. You lose Rendon. And now Turner. And people are saying, all right, well, Juan Soto's up. Are they going to trade him too? So can you kind of explain the situation Mike was in with Trey? Because Trey's going to be a free agent in 2 years. And, you know, it might cost $320 million to keep him, or maybe more. Who knows?
That he knew he couldn't get him.
But we had heard, you know, Peter Gammons reported it. He tweeted about it, that the Lerners just weren't going to extend him. They weren't going to give him that much money. So kind of give us an idea of what Mike was facing with Trey.
Yeah, I mean, I think he summed it up perfectly. I think they had a sense that they weren't going to extend him. And that's a two-way street, right? Like that, you know, I think that if you're going to be mad, you kind of have to go back to Patrick Corbin. You have to go back to Steven Strasburg, and you have to say that is a lot of money that maybe, you know, a different franchise doesn't worry about spending more of, you know, maybe a different franchise is willing to say we'll pay Turner on top of that. But I think this franchise, as we know, you know, is going to be a little pickier. And in this case, I think they felt like, for whatever reason, they've had conversations with Turner. They have not gotten anywhere. They seem to get the sense that this was not going to be someone they were going to lock up. And, you know, I think Soto is pretty clearly the guy that they're going to try to lock up. You know, he's a Boris guy. I think they know what they're getting into. They're going to have a few more years to clear some payroll. And I think they're going to try to make a move there. But, you know, I think the thing with Trey is that you're never going to get more for him than you were right now. This was peak Trey Turner value. And you couldn't, if you could not guarantee that he was going to stay, then I think you trade him. And, you know, your payroll has been halved, basically, after this year. Look at the shortstop market. You know, it's not like you're giving up Trey Turner and saying, we're never going to have a shortstop again. I mean, I think suddenly the Nationals are, you know, look at Corey Seager. I mean, look, these guys are going to be free agents, and the Nationals are going to need a shortstop. So
right.
If it's not Trey Turner, I think they're going to have somebody. But to me, the calculation kind of makes sense. Is you're not going to get these elite prospects that you want unless you throw him in that deal, and you're still going to be able to get a pretty good shortstop, you know, by the start of 2022 if you want.
Is there any chance? I mean, obviously there's a chance, you never know. But, I mean, is there a realistic chance that they can lock up Max for like a three-year deal or something, a little undervalue, and he just loves it so here, and this is just Mike giving him a chance to win a ring, but they have a wink-wink, and they're going to bring him back. Is there any chance?
I don't think there's been a wink-wink, but I do think there's a chance. My understanding is that they had not gotten anywhere in terms of, you know, what's next. I think mm-hmm. everyone sort of expected this outcome first, and Max being Max and Boris being Boris, you're going to see him explore a little bit, particularly now that he's in L.A., where someone got $40 million for, you know, one season. But I do think there's a realistic chance that he comes back. I mean, his family is settled there. I think he's enjoyed his time. And I think if the Nats are smart about the way they go about this, and I think they have been so far, and show a commitment to sort of retooling pretty quickly, then yeah, why not? But, you know, I don't think he's going to give them a huge discount, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out. I'm almost positive they'll talk this winter.
What about Schwarber? I you want to talk about a guy I had one interaction with? It's when we had him on the show.
Yeah, we liked him.
I fell in love with the guy. I was like, this guy's unbelievable. He's just a great, regular, down-to-earth guy. And then yeah. when he got off to the slow start, I felt horrible. And then he got hot. And then it was like, oh, man, it couldn't happen to a better guy. Any chance we could bring him back, or is that gone?
No, I think that's a possibility, too. I mean, again, it's going to be what the team is looking for this offseason. What we don't know is how quickly they think they can retool. If they are going to go out and spend a lot in free agency and try to contend, then Schwarber makes a lot of sense. If not, I don't think you're necessarily going to pay him what he could get from a contender,
right?
Just kind of to be around. But I think it's all possible. And I think the thing that, you know, it's obviously unprecedented in terms of the scale of the sell-off, but it's also unprecedented in terms of the payroll they're dropping heading into this offseason. It's not like they're, you know, doomed to have nobody around for a few years. Like, I think that they can kind of remodel pretty quickly. So if they do, I think he could easily be a part of that. I think Davey loves him. I think everybody loves him, like you guys did.
So Nats fans just don't recognize this time, you know, during the deadline. They're usually adding because they're usually in the playoff hunt. So they give up five players, they get eight back. Who knows how good those eight are going to be? Do you see them dealing anybody else today? I mean, there's a few other guys that probably have some value. I don't know, the Josh Harrisons of the world. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, sorry for the noise, I think there's a realistic chance you see Gomes go. I think Harrison could go. I think there's an outside chance Josh Bell could go if they get a good deal.
Wow.
I wouldn't rule anything out. I mean, they're
selling.
In sell mode all the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are they not worried about fans in the stands? Because
they'll lose fans if they don't re-sign Soto. They will lose a huge portion.
And even before that, I think a lot of fans, just immediate reaction, are disappointed. And I would imagine you're going to lose a ton of money because the fans are just not going to be full. They're not competing.
Chelsea, I just got a tweet 21 seconds ago. Won't be going back to Nats Park.
Right.
Right? That's how some guys feel.
Yeah, I mean, I think that changes if you start winning again. I think that's, you know, it's you know, I think for me, I hear that and I understand it, but I think it's short-sighted. You know, I think what you're looking at now is a period where you're going to have a lot of new people come up. You're trying to build a new foundation. You weren't going to keep hanging on the way they were. You weren't going to keep hanging on the way they had for years. You know, this is what you get. You got a World Series. You got contention year after year.
Right.
And sometimes you have to hit the reset button. They're not the Dodgers. They can't spend freely on, you know, people going to jail. They're not the Yankees. You know, they have to be careful. And sure, we all think maybe they could be a little less careful, but you got to be smart. And so, you know, I think the Soto thing is a valid concern. They haven't locked anyone like him up, but I also think that's a ways away. And I think what you're seeing now is positioning to get ready for that. But yeah, I you know, I guess for me, I think this makes a lot of sense. I think it's something they should have maybe even tried a couple years ago. They didn't. They won a World Series. You know, everybody looks smart, but I think at this point, the market is so favorable to sell. And they got such a nice package out of LA that I just, you know, to me, it just makes all the sense in the world. And I think everybody around baseball thinks the same.
All right, Chelsea.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Safe
travels.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care.
I guess she's on her way back from Philly back here.
I don't know. What was the background music that kept kind of popping in?
Something from his computer.
I have no
idea.
Got
you.
Can we take one quick call? Robbie in Fairfax?
Sure.
Hold on, where is
he? I like what it says on this call screen.
Robbie, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. Love the show. I thought Chelsea made some really good points there in that interview. It's a sad morning to be a Nats fan, but you just got to stay positive about the future and this organization. It really hurts to see Trey Turner go, but if we got some really good prospects from the Dodgers for him, I'm not going to bat an eye on it because at the end of the day, we'll always be a better team in the future. You know, Dodgers always going to spend money and then lose World Series. So, you know, we'll spend less money and still lose, but that's whatever. But believe in Rizzo, and believe in the future is really, it's just, and also I don't think Nats fans are realizing that after this year, I think it's going to be the last time we see Ryan Zimmerman in a Nationals jersey, that he will retire after this year. I don't think a lot of people, it makes me sad, Ooh. Makes a lot of Nats
he
fans
believes
sad.
Zim's going to retire. I'm not so certain about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You know, Zim has said in the past that he wanted to play a couple more seasons. And he's got 11 home runs this year. I think he's hitting around 230.
Mm-hmm.
But he's shown that I might be wrong.
Yeah, I might be wrong. But
he's shown he can still hit it, and he likes
more rebuild.
Yeah, he likes being part of it. I guess it depends on what happens here moving forward. Look,
yeah,
the guy
yeah,
that they
no,
the pitcher that they're getting from the Dodgers, hopefully he's the real deal.
Great.
Hopefully Strasburg comes back healthy. Hopefully Corbin returns to form. It's a lot of hope, like if you want to be competitive next year.
Absolutely. It's a lot of hope for next year and years to come. I mean, our pitching core has been struggling this year, and it's as people say that they're upset about, you know, Nats not signing big infielders and outfielders and re-signing those guys. You know, our pitching core is what has made us great and made us playoff contenders years past. So we need to make sure we lock down a good pitching core and get good pitching prospects.
Well, they're hoping that they have a couple that they've drafted the last couple years, and they've added a couple guys, you know. So we'll see. That's why yesterday when you asked me the question, or maybe we just brought it up about the window, I mean, I just don't see them winning this year or next year. Now, 2 years from now, who the hell knows? But you wonder how the learners are going to react. They don't want to give big money to stars, right?
They do not.
But how are they going to react when the attendance is down, you know, 7,000 fans per game for a season?
I have no idea.
Because that's what might happen if you're a sub-500
team. They probably expect Mike Rizzo to just pull stuff out of his ass and just make the team better the way he has the last 6-7 years.
Because we know, deep down, this is a bandwagon town, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if the Nationals start losing, you're not going to have 30,000 at Nats Park anymore.
Yeah, but I think
you're right.
I think Mike thinks he's so confident in his ability and his staff that he thinks he can always put a competitive team out there. And so far, his track record indicates that he can.
Well, the question is, will Josiah Gray be the number two starter, number three starter next year on this team? And then will Keibert Ruiz be the starting catcher? If they are, and they're damn good, then maybe you look 3-4 years down the road and go, that was a good trade.
Right. 800-636-1067 is the number. We are packed. Feinstein at 8. Brian McClellan, the Caps GM at 825. Chris Miller on the Wizards trade in Westbrook and the NBA draft at 920. But next, time for the Junkies Weekend Parlay. Keep it here. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know how we always talk about Squeaker's Court?
Yep.
And it's like an obvious thing, but for whatever reason, I rediscovered that we can get free water versus water bottles, which I've been buying for the last
I
don't know. Whenever we came back to work, however long ago that was, 5-6 weeks ago, I just started making a daily routine. Then in the morning, I get a Clif Bar. That's my breakfast. It's pathetic. I understand that. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, maybe it's a Think Bar. Sometimes I switch it up. But I get some sort of bar, and I get a bottle of water. And then I was like, oh, I could just grab a stupid mug. I think I watched you one day, and then right there, the water cooler, and fill it up. Anyway.
Look, this cup is always filled with water, and it's always free. The cup was free, and the water is free.
Right. Yeah.
And so the water is cold, and it's clear, and it's clean, and I love it.
Right. So I'm out on the water bottles because I'm just going to ride this mug into the ground. Well, Squeaker's Court in session.
Follow my lead, my friend.
All right. So time now for the Junkies Weekend Parlay. We do it every Friday at this time. Now, I wasn't here last Friday, but the Friday before, we almost nailed it. I think we were 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6.
Yeah, the only 4 out of 5. I think the only one that missed was Valdez, is for whatever reason. I can't remember what it was.
All right, so
we switched, and it was the White Sox last minute.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm making that kind of pick today. I'm making just a real quick, random, terrible pick
because at the end of the day, you know what? You know
what do you mean
that it'll lose?
Well, no, it's not, I want to pick a winner, but I like the Nats game's off the board. It's irritating to me.
Correct.
I haven't been following the Olympic golf, so I don't feel comfortable there. So I'm just going to pick a random baseball game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Spin it. 0 for 35, by the way. 0 for 35.
How many have we seriously done?
It's in that ballpark.
We've been doing it for 35 weeks?
I think it's probably closer to 20. But
I don't know. I just make up numbers. Yeah. All right, Valdez.
All right. I talked to my international basketball experts, all right? Okay. And so we're going to the Olympic Games, and we saw what USA did to Iran, just pummeled them, right?
Beat them by 60, right.
So I think they're going to come out a little sleepy against the Czech Republic. I really like what Ronan Ginzburg is doing with the squad. And Drab was kind of odd-shaming me because I was going to take the 23.5.
Mm-hmm.
So since I think the U.S. is going to come out sleepy, I'm going to take the Czech Republic first half money line. Pays 7.5 to 1.
All right. Well, I already had the Czech Republic plus 23.5 in, so I got to take that out.
First half money line. That's Czech juicy. Republic.
Who's on the Czech Republic basketball team?
No idea. Do they have any NBA players?
Yeah, they have Satoransky.
Oh, they got Sada.
A former Wizard.
I'm more of a Blake Schlib guy, though.
All right, Czech Republic, first half. Money line, you're in. Spin the wheel.
That's a-
Hold on, first half money line or plus the points?
First half money line, 7.5 to 1.
All right, Drabby.
All right, actually, I'm glad I'm going next. You guys know that I'm the undisputed Formula One sports betting king. I mean, I have the record to prove it. I just don't like the circuit this weekend, and I don't like the odds, and nothing's jumping out at me. But I'm still a speed guy, and I love the 100-meter dash. Mm. And Sunday morning, I believe, is when the final is. I think it starts maybe late tonight. But Sunday morning, our time, is the 100-meter men's final. And 2 or 3 weeks ago, Ronnie Baker beat Bromell in the 100-meter dash in Monaco, and he's plus 320 today.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I think he's, and I was very impressed with him in the trials.
Yeah, you watched the trials.
I certainly did.
What was so impressive?
Well,
that he's fast.
The team. Yeah. He's muscular. Yeah. I like the way he runs, and I think he's going to upset Bromell in the 100-meter final on Sunday morning. So set your alarm clocks.
Do you think he whooshes when he runs like you do?
I play soccer. He whooshes too. Both fast guys.
I don't know anything about any of these guys. I've literally never heard of any of them. And I knew you were going to pick Ronnie Baker just looking at the odds at plus 320.
He smoked Bromell 3 weeks ago.
I like it.
What's the local kid's name? Noah Miles?
Lyles. 200 meters.
He's in the 200, not the 100. Okay. Rooting for him. Big
all
time.
Right, spin the wheel.
By the way, all they do is they just go for the biggest long shots.
I know.
I try to have some reasoning. Come on. You know the Czech Republic's not going to outscore the U.S. in the first half. It's just ridiculous. All right. Mr. Bickle.
This is a punt pick. Maybe you should fade it. I wanted to do the Nats and fade the Nats, but it's not even on the board because they don't even know who's going to be on the roster. Jason keeps talking about how silly Gausman is. So he's pitching.
Having a good year.
So I'll take the Giants minus 1.5. It's pays 172. Is that plus 172?
It is plus 172.
Plus 164, I see.
Giants are at home against the Astros tonight. Yes. Yeah.
So I don't love it. I would probably fade it. But
but you like the odds.
I'm taking the plus 164, and Jason talks about Gausman all the time. So
not all the time. Same. He's just their best pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm taking.
All right, it's in. All right, so we've got three of the five in. Let's go to Mr. John Paul Flamack.
All right, quickly turning to the world of soccer in the Olympics. Brazil takes on Egypt. They are a favorite. And I'm looking at the goal total. Brazil, explosive team. I think it's going to go over 3.5 goals. That's plus 194 on your site. So I'm going to take the over 3.5 goals in the Brazil versus Egypt Olympic game.
Gotcha. All right. So that leaves me. I'm going to have the lowest odds, shocker, but I think it's going to hit. The D-backs, worst team in baseball. They are playing the Dodgers. This is a big time for the Dodgers. They just played the Giants on two different series, and they're three back of the Giants. I talked about it earlier. They're chasing the Giants. They make the huge trade to get Max and Trey Turner. So this is a big deal for Andrew Friedman, their GM, and they got to start gaining some ground. They're going to play the D-backs, who they're 12-1 against this year. 12-1 against the D-backs. I'm going to lay the 1.5. The money line is about almost 2-1. I'm not going to go that far and lay 2-1. I'm going to lay it's basically even money, minus 110. Dodgers tonight at Arizona, minus 1.5. So you got the Dodgers, you got Ronnie Baker, you got over 3.5 goals, you got Gausman on the run line, and you've got Czech money line first half, correct?
Let's go.
Sounds right.
All right. $5 wager is in.
How much does it pay?
$5. It's plus 53,000 on the odds. We'll pay you $2,639.94.
A good payout if it hits. Who do you think is the diciest? The Valdez's? You sounded
well,
like
I mean, it's the biggest odds.
Shot. Yeah.
But that's all they care about, just going big odds.
Hey, you can't say that about me.
Let me tell you why. This is what happened.
Yeah.
Because originally, Valdez took the Czech Republic plus 24 points.
Right.
Which could hit.
Yeah.
All right. But the odds weren't great. And Drabby, he odd shamed him and said, go for something bigger. So he went for the long shot.
I didn't tell him to pick something stupid as a 7.5. I was thinking like a plus.
I heard the conversation. Odd shamed him.
I was thinking a plus 200 or a plus 150.
Yeah. And then what was it instead?
Yeah, like a plus 750.
It's plus 8. Yeah. It's 8-1.
Yeah.
I mean, he went crazy.
Well, you like to hear that big payout.
He's getting the face over there.
He just likes the big payout.
I hope it wins so bad.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah,
get a little piece of the
pie.
Well,
that's fine. I hope it wins too, but that wasn't your original pick.
I know.
You wanted to go Czech plus 24.
I know. Drabby odd shamed.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Jason nailed it.
As long as you admit that, that's fine.
He did.
Right.
I put some rationale behind
Sure. I like the rationale. I don't think it's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I would love to win
$2,700. A 24-point dog has to be ahead at halftime? Is that what it is?
They've got to be beating the U.S. at halftime.
That is going to be a tough ask.
Thomas Satoransky better be on fire.
That's right. He better hit about 6-3.
Technically, the halftime line is 13.5.
Yes, well, correct.
No, right.
All right, we're grasping. We'll put that up on our Junks Radio Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio. Coming up next, Fridays with Feinstein.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.